My name is Erica Apupala. The title of my piece is A Little Story. There was once a girl full of dreams. With brown curls and hazel eyes, Miranda grew to discover a world beyond the one in her field of vision. She was tall for a girl of her age at 10. She passed the shoulders of her mother, who had a petite frame at 5 feet. Her mother, Silvina, had straight and brown eyes, and often when Miranda wondered about her own features, she remembered that her mother had met someone who left his blood behind. Miranda painted dreams in a small notebook, and she carried them everywhere she went. They were her shield. She often dreamt at night. And right into the sheet these dreams went. The girl wrote and wrote, then painted and painted, one page after another. Both lived in a small brown house owned by Silvina. Silvina had inherited the house, a three-story house Silvina had grown with three siblings. The house had green pastel walls on the inside and dark brown bricks on the outside. At night, the color of the inside beamed against the moon. Miranda had her own room, and she felt free to roam across the space that both inhabited. The house was their sanctuary, and yet sometimes Miranda felt the emptiness hit her stomach. There were no family members nearby. All had dispersed abroad, and Silvina had been the only one to stay behind from her family. The house had once inhabited three people until Miranda's grandmother passed away. Now there were only two of them. Silvina never spoke to Miranda about her father. Miranda liked to imagine him. She crafted a voice which arose in her dreams. He became this figure whose body felt like a ghost that haunted her and invaded her mind to tell his side of the story. Miranda thought she understood her mother. Her mother worked as a gardener, and the body of hers always came with a strong scent of flowers or dirt. Miranda took in the smells, and they twirled in her mind during the night. The whiff of a red rose and the mix of brown dirt in the roots. The smell of jasmine and lavender filled her nose. This was the beginning of dreams. A dream bloomed in her mind. It took roots in her field of vision as things became real. The first thing that sprouted was a vein, a ghost. And then what bloomed out of the ghost was music. A song swelled from its chest. This chest that had held unto love, it lived with unrequited love. Miranda listened to the sorrows of the ghost. The song began to get louder, like the pain became more excruciating. The song continued. First, the love had gone unspoken. The ghost had hidden it from the significant other. Then, when it spoke of its love, the other left. This was the ghost's laments. The love that had lived inside of it had gone unloved. Miranda stored the ghost's laments and stored them in her memory. There were purple swirls in the sky as words and musical notes bloomed in the night. One by one, the notes went away. And as the song came to an end, the ghost disappeared. It had released itself far. It went home. With a choking sound, Miranda awoke. That night, she had left her room to sleep next to Silvina. Mija, ¿estás bien? Silvina asked. Sí, mami. Solo un sueño. Responded Miranda. Both turned in bed and went back to sleep, except Miranda stayed awake. She softly walked towards the kitchen and quietly turned the lights on. For an hour, she sat and drew and wrote. She was prepared with materials. Her color pencils were stored inside a green pouch. Her notebook lived underneath her pillow. She had dreamt of her father. He was the ghost, and he had sung a new song to her that night. A song's laments. A ghost's laments. Mija, I grew in a town so far away, mountains where I walked, music from my grandfather's voice, books from my mother's shelves. Mija, I loved your mother. I fell for her so quickly and suddenly. I gave her a rose because she loved flowers. I took her to the river because she loved swimming. I never got to say goodbye. She never said, I love you back. Mija, I left your mother. I went far away because I needed to find a job. I learned that she was carrying you. She never told me. I learned from her sister who called me. Mija, I left your mother. I died in the arms of my father, who held me when a car rushed into my lungs. I fell for your mother. She never held my hand. I loved your mother, but she loved another. Mija, I hope that your eyes can see me. I love your mother. I love you. Under an oasis of roses and smells.
That was amazing, Erica. Thank you so much. Would you mind telling us how long you've been involved with Dreaming Out Loud and what it's like to have been part of the first generation of the program?
Sure. The first workshop began in 2015. I learned about the workshop through my college, where I had done a storytelling training and then had submitted a story and came to Penn to meet with Alvaro and a group of 10 other students. I think I was a completely different individual back then. It was in my sophomore year of college, and I was very shy. I had my hair where I hid it beneath it. I was very uncomfortable and hadn't yet really shared any stories about being a dreamer or just known many communities of dreamer students from the CUNY system coming together. So this was just like the first time that I had participated in something like it. Being part of that first group was incredible because we all follow the guidance of Alvaro, who just said, just bring any story you want to share, however you want to craft it, but just tell your story. And that's how we all got around the table and just read the story, and then everyone else shared their thoughts, and it felt very natural. And it was hard, but it was kind of eye-opening to connect with so many of those stories, because even though they might have been completely different, we all related to something that of everyone's experience. So it felt like for the first time I had a community to come to.
Thanks so much for sharing that. What advice would you give to other young immigrants who are looking to become writers someday, since you just mentioned gaining access to this community of writers who think and experience life in a similar way has been so powerful for you?
Something that I can share is that I often like wonder about my immigration status, and that's kind of where I've created characters that have embodied those fears that I hold in myself. So I often wonder how each of those experiences within the group have felt. We all need a vessel to pour our stories into. That's what's this been. The Dreaming Out Loud program has been this vessel for me. It's important that we share our stories so that we preserve like our history, that we're able to be seen and heard. It's just knowing you have the power to share your story. And when we raise our voice, we're proclaiming our existence and sharing who we are. It's putting a foot forward despite the fear and sharing that story, because you can only tell the story the way you wanted it to be told.
That's really great, Erica. I think maybe you should go run your own section of Dreaming Out Loud somewhere.